Peace and blessings. Welcome to Daily Motivation with Reverend D. Singleton. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Neither be envious against those who work unrighteousness. Songs 37, the first verse. Don't worry about people who do evil against you. Neither be envious of those that seem to prosper that are evildoers, that work unrighteousness. Stay in the will of God, regardless of what people are doing to you. Some of us are going through things in our life where we can't understand why they are happening to us. We just do not understand. And we are worrying and we are allowing the anxiety and the stress to distract us from our blessings. See, the enemy cannot take your blessings away. Who God has blessed cannot be cursed. But he can frustrate you in everything that God has given you. But remember, with every blessing, there is a burden. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Don't worry about the people that are falsely accusing you of things. Don't worry about those who persecute you. Don't worry about how this can be happening to you when it seems like you're doing everything you can do. Man judges the outer appearance, but God judges your heart. Remember, God sees your heart. Continue to stay in the will of God. Continue to be the peacemaker. Continue to have self-control over your emotions. You may feel anxiety, may feel stress and disappointment, but you do not have to react to those things. Continue to keep your eyes on your blessings. Remember, the Bible said God will make your enemy your footstool. Do not fret yourself. Do not worry about evildoers. You don't have time in your day. Time is very expensive. It's the most important thing you have. You can't get time back and you won't get additional time. So what you do with your time, it's very important. Don't fret yourself. There's people who are still being falsely accused. There are people whose names are being tarnished. There are people who are being lied on. There are people who are being used. And you just, it's really, you cannot understand. And some of you may cry at night. Some of you might be disappointed. It might be the very people that are close to you. It might be people that you trusted that are doing evil against you. You are not accountable for what people do to you. You're only accountable to your reaction to what they're doing. Stand even when it hurts. Stand doing the right thing. You cannot allow people to change who you are. The enemy wants to change and alter who God has called you to be. God has allowed you to be in that circumstance, in that situation. Perhaps God wants to brag on you. He wants to use you to get glory out of your life, to show people that even though you are being persecuted, even though people are falsely accusing you of things, even though people have turned against you, even though they have in sync and plot against you, and you can't figure out why, because you believe that you have not done anything, God still said, stand in my will. Do not change who I called you to be. I am giving you strength. I am giving you spiritual strength. I am taking you to a higher place. The only way that God can take you and move you from one level to another level as he strengthens you. You need strength to go to the next level. Some of us will remain on the same level because we're not allowing ourselves to grow through our situation. What is happening, you think is happening to you, is happening for you. You are growing. Say to yourself, I am growing through this. It's not that I'm going through this. I am growing through this. This circumstance, this situation that God has allowed me, because God has the power to change your situation in an instant. He is leaving you in that situation. He's causing you to be surrounded by chaos for a reason. He is allowing you, he's strengthening you so you can grow to go to the next level. Look at Joseph. If Joseph was not in the Bible, when you read book of Genesis, if Joseph was not betrayed by his own brothers, if he was not thrown into a pit, if he was not sold in slavery by his own family, that prepared him for the next level in his life, the next phase in his life. This is just a chapter in your book. This is just a season. We're all a book and we have chapters. We are many chapters, and where you go through is just a chapter in your book, and God is allowing you to grow in this chapter. He's trying to strengthen you. Don't grow weary in doing good. If you faint not, he shall reward you. Continue to press on. Continue to do the right thing. If Joseph did not go through all he went through and continue to do good, he would not have been able to withstand being king of Egypt. He went from being thrown in a pit to being slaves, to be in prison, to being king of Egypt. Everything that was happening to him was not happening to him. It was happening for him. He was growing through it. Each phase of disappointment, each phase of heartache was strengthening him. It didn't feel good. It does not feel good when we're birthing. You can ask any woman who gave birth to a baby. It does not feel good. No woman will say to you, "Oh, that felt good. That was easy." You will feel some sort of pain. Even if it's 2 minutes of pain, you feel pain when you're giving birth. And it's the same thing in life circumstances and issues. You could be pregnant right now with God's blessings, God promises, God bringing you to another level. Inside of you, you carrying babies are blessings, but you're gonna have to grow through this situation. Hold on, continue to stay in his will. When we go out of the will of God, we begin to make choices and decisions that will delay, that will prevent us from the blessings of God. Because let's be real, sometimes it seems like God takes too long and we just want this pain to stop, or we just want to have this situation the way we want. But we have to learn to stand still, continue to do the right thing. Continue to praise him in the midst of your situation. Continue to keep your eyes on everything that's going right. It has to be one thing in your life that's going right. Even if it's the breath in your body. Even if the knowledge and the wisdom of knowing what you're going through, there is something that you can praise God through. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Leave it in God's hands.